With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There are multiple injuries from a powerful church explosion in upstate New York.
New York State Police say the blast hit the Abundant Life Fellowship Church Tuesday morning. Police say crews responded after reports of a gas odor inside the building. Officials took five people to a local hospital. Police say two patients were in critical condition, including a firefighter. They say three others suffered injuries that do not appear life-threatening. State troopers say they see no early signs of criminal activity and that the church apparently used propane cylinders for heat. I'm Julie Walker.
There was another day of talks today between the U.S. and Iran over that country's nuclear program. President Trump told reporters on Air Force One, even though he's not participating directly in the talks, he is playing a major role.
I'll be involved in those talks indirectly, and they'll be very important, and we'll see what can happen.
Iranian state TV reported today that the negotiations will focus only on Iran's nuclear program, not domestic policy issues, including its recent bloody crackdown on demonstrators. The Reverend Jesse Jackson has died.
Jackson was a protege of Reverend Martin Luther King and became a leader of the civil rights movement for decades after King's assassination in 1968. A two-time presidential candidate, Jackson led a lifetime of political crusades.
That is Haya Panjawi reporting. The British and Canadian prime ministers say that Europe should play a bigger role in NATO, and they stress the need to hike defense spending as well.
A Downing Street spokesperson said the two leaders also spoke about the deployment of a British-led naval strike group to the North Atlantic, an announcement Sir Keir Starmer made at the Munich Security Conference. This follows widespread European criticism of President Trump's desire to take over Greenland.
That's the BBC's Nick Johnson reporting, and this is SRN News. President Trump honors Susan B. Anthony.
The famous suffragette and pro-life advocate was born in February, and the president has released a statement calling her a, quote, true American giant and an unwavering advocate for the cause of human dignity. We recommit to the timeless truth she spent her life defending, that every human being is made in the holy image of God. Susan B. Anthony was born a Quaker in 1820 and spent her life advocating for a number of causes, including the end of slavery. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious folk have weighed in on sex change operations for children. The poll comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that white evangelical Protestants are the group most likely to support state laws that bar children from undergoing such procedures in order to live as the opposite sex. A total of 67% feel that way, but the numbers drop from there. Only 51% of white mainline Protestants favor such bans. This is SRN News. Warner Brothers has reopened takeover talks with Paramount after receiving a 10-day waiver from Netflix.
Warner Brothers said in a regulatory filing Tuesday that the waiver will allow it to discuss unresolved deficiencies in Paramount's previous offers. Warner Brothers Discovery now has until Monday to negotiate a possible transaction with Paramount Skydance. Warner Brothers said on Tuesday that its board still recommends unanimously that shareholders vote for the Netflix buyout. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. bobsledder Elena Myers Taylor has gone from almost quitting the sport to winning Olympic gold. A few weeks before Christmas, she texted her husband from Norway and said she just couldn't keep going. Cooler heads prevailed, and today she returned to training after taking the monobob title at the Milan Cortina Olympic Games at 41, becoming the oldest woman to win an individual Winter Games gold. More on these stories at srnnews.com.